Story 30. Esther. Mordecai was a Jew who worked at the palace of the king of Persia. He had a young relative named Esther. After both her parents died, he became like a father to her. At that time, the king of Persia was looking for a new queen. He brought many beautiful young women to his palace, and Esther was among them. Mordecai told her not to tell anyone she was Jewish. When the king made his choice, Esther became the new queen. While Mordecai was at work, he discovered a plot to kill the king. He reported the information, and his good deed was written in the palace record book. A man named Haman was second in command to the king. When he walked by, everyone bowed low, except Mordecai. Haman was angry. He told the king, "The Jews have customs that are against your laws. They should all be killed." So the order was sent out to the entire kingdom that all Jewish people would be killed on a certain day. Mordecai heard about the order and sent a message to Esther. "Talk to the king and beg him to have mercy on you and your people. You need to take action. It may be that you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this." After 3 days, Esther made her decision. She put on her royal robes and went to the king's court. The king was happy to see her. He said, "Tell me your request, and I will give it to you, even up to half my kingdom." She answered, "I want you and Haman to come to my banquet this evening." The king and Haman went to her banquet, and while they were at the table, the king said, "Tell me your request so I can give it to you." She said, "You and Haman come to my banquet tomorrow. Then I will tell you my request." As Haman left, he felt important and proud. He had been invited to the queen's banquet 2 days in a row. Then Mordecai again refused to bow down to him. Haman's joy was ruined, and he was determined to get rid of Mordecai. That evening, he built a 75-foot gallows at his house and planned to hang Mordecai on it the next day. That same night, the king couldn't sleep, so he asked the servant to read to him from the palace record book. The servant read how Mordecai was responsible for saving the king's life. The king asked, "What was done to reward him?" The servant answered, "Nothing." "Nothing? Go and see who is in the outer court." There, the servant found Haman. The king said, "Bring him in." Before Haman could speak, the king asked him, "What should be done for a man that the king wants to honor?" Haman thought, "The king probably means me." So he answered, "If you really want to honor a man, dress him in one of your robes and a crown. Put him on your best horse. As he goes through the streets, have someone go ahead of him shouting, 'This is what the king does for the man he wants to honor.'" The king replied, "Excellent idea. Go find Mordecai and do just what you have said." Haman was horrified. This meant he had to honor the man he hated. But he did it. When he finished, he had just enough time to make it to the queen's banquet. After the meal, the king once again said to Esther, "Now, tell me your request." Esther said, "Please, spare our lives. A man has ordered me and my people destroyed." The king asked, "What man has done this, and where is he?" Esther pointed at Haman, "Our enemy is that wicked man." Haman was so terrified, he couldn't even speak. One of the servants told the king, "Yesterday, Haman built a 75-foot gallows on which to hang the man who saved your life." The king was furious. he ordered, "Hang Haman on his own gallows." So it was that the Jewish people were rescued. Haman was dead, and his job was given to Mordecai.